This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. That is somber, S-O-M-B-R, undressed. The lyrics in that are so, like, they are so heartbreaking. Like, that is such a great heartbreak song. Like, that feeling of, I am never going to get over this person. I don't want to get undressed in front of anybody else. I don't want to see some other dude's kids with your eyes. Ah!
I love that. So it's become like my new favorite
Me
Alice
too.
Song.
Me too. I know. I love it. It's really good. Well, it's just, I love when someone really captures that feeling in lyrics. Like there's something about like you know that guy has thought those things in his head, or at least I assume he has. Either that or he's just an excellent lyricist. Well, just like really, you know, truthful, biting lyrics. I really like it. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Hope Day. Drag me to brunch all this week on the
Hope
fives.
Day.
Every hour from 7.05 to 5.05. We'll give you code words. You text them to our contest line and you could win a 4-pack of VIP tickets to Drag Me to Brunch June 28th at the WSF. There's also a grand prize. It's like a stay at the W. You get tickets for the Napa Valley Wine Train. And it's all brought to us by Napa Valley Wine Train, WSF, River Terrace Inn, and the San Francisco Sheriff's Office. So about an hour from now, we'll do our first set of tickets. Dad jokes this weekend. Some people who are the dads of some people you might know, and Vinny. I think Vinny's also did a couple of these dad jokes. So it's Father's Day. Just a little reminder. You know, that guy. Get him a card. Buy him a tie. Don't buy him a tie. Do they wear ties anymore? I guess some salespeople here still wear ties. When you walk around downtown San Francisco, you see dudes in ties.
Tie sales is not a big business, I'm guessing.
They're not flying up the shelves anymore. Plus, once you have a few, you're like, I'm good on ties.
This is interesting. 415 texted in, Vin, Whole Foods worker here. Hey. We have tons of job openings for baggers. No one wants those jobs.
Oh.
No one applies anymore.
Kids, go get a job as a bagger. God, that's so funny. Like, I've worked in a grocery store. Like, you've worked in a grocery store. I feel like grocery stores are one of the jobs. Do you ever work in a grocery store?
I've never really had a real job.
I had a friend who did grocery from a young age, and this is one of the things the guy I worked for at the grocery store told me. He said, get out of here while you still can, because they start to pay you and you're in a union and you start to make money that you'll go, I don't know if I can make this anywhere else. And then just time and a half or double or triple. He's like, You'll get stuck here.
My brother-in-law is stuck there. He's actually a regional manager for like Shaw's on the East Coast. It's you don't escape. And I think he started as a bag boy.
I'm telling you, this guy, Dan.
Manages all these places.
Irish guy.
Mm.
I say that because you've talked about John and his kids, and Dan had nine kids.
Oh my God. Well, that's the thing. I mean, you start to, once you start getting paid at a certain rate, then you start to go, well, I'm going to get this car because I can afford that car payment. And now you have that car payment. And then you have, and then you buy this thing too. And you're paying, now you got some credit card debt. And you're doing, like, suddenly you can't quit that job because how are you going to pay all these bills? You're going to lose everything. And then you get married, have kids, get a house. Oh my God, you're so screwed.
You get all the stuff and you're screwed?
Yep.
What?
Turns out, how did I get here? All right, let's start with Aaron Rodgers. Looks like he's married.
Mm-hmm.
They say here he had an eventful offseason. He was addressing the media for the first time as a Steeler yesterday. They did a little mini camp, and he had a ring on his finger, and people in the press pool went, what's up with the ring? He goes, I'm married. And then continued to not offer any additional information. So I asked AI, and he found some stuff. He, being Cha-Cha, my AI friend. It looks like her name's Brittany with an I.
I saw that part.
Okay.
Did you find a picture, though?
I have not found a picture. She does not have social media. Let's see here. There may be a picture of her from the Pat McAfee show. It's possible she was there with him and they might have got a picture of her. I don't see any pictures.
He is. It's not really right to call him a weird dude, but.
Oh, it's right to call him a weird dude. That dude is weird. He has weird stances on things. His reactions to things are weird. He's a weird dude.
He's definitely.
It's a nice way of putting it.
As people wrote in, he's definitely a diva, you know, a sports athlete. But it's really weird that he would go off into the off season single and come back married. And he did seem to try and rush that Shailene Woodley down the aisle, and then something
their
happened.
Politics split them up.
Is that what it was?
Yes.
Well, either way, there they were running towards the aisle. Like, yeah. I get it. Tick, tick, Aaron.
I guess.
Or maybe his PR is so bad.
Was destroyed when he left her, so maybe
she's out there saying he was very emotionally abusive.
Oh, well, now
Danica
she's
Patrick
saying it.
Is, yeah. Well, right.
I guess we're
that
all
that breakup
captives.
Really hurt me.
Yeah, that was he abused my emotions. Oh, I don't want to get undressed with another person. Hello,
anyway,
again.
I don't know what the rush down the aisle is, but I know he's got bad PR, so maybe this fixes some of that for people. I'm not sure.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I mean, honestly, it's just it was like, oh, what? Blah, blah, blah. So the bride is they call her here a private woman named Brittany, B-R-I-T-T-N-A. A-N-I, Brittany with an I, first introduced by Aaron back in December on the Pat McAfee show. She doesn't have social media. She's keeping everything on the down low. He may have even said, you got to get rid of all that. So we know very little about Brittany so far. They say here she's low-key, camera shy, doesn't use social, unlike Aaron's past celebrity girlfriends. Apparently, he did say in April that he was in a very serious relationship. He may have been married by then because he said, yeah, I've been married for a couple months. Because it says here, secret wedding happened a few months before June, quietly and privately. They go on to talk about his past relationships. And that's it. Some people are calling him out for keeping past relationships under wraps but flaunting this one publicly, which I actually feel like he didn't do. Wearing a ring is not flaunting something publicly. You're wearing a wedding ring. Like, if anything, this is the one that's being least publicly flaunted. We don't even know what this lady looks like.
It's still weird.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
It's still weird.
No, you know what? It's expected that how weird it
is. In fact, that was one of the things that the photo I saw was him signing his contract with the Steelers.
Yeah.
And his big giant mitt with a big black ring on it was in the photo where the pen was. So it was clearly like, here's my first clue for you all. And then the questions will come and your interest will, you know.
What's the ring for?
Build.
I'm married. Okay, we have questions about that. Don't ask them.
Ay, 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 this guy. Mm-hmm. Well, whatever.
Yeah. Good luck
Good luck, Steelers.
Good luck, Steelers. Good luck, Aaron. Good luck, Brittany. Justin Bieber, does not care if you're worried about him. So that's good to know. Mm. At least we don't have to worry about him being worried about us worrying about him.
Okay.
He does not care. Somebody shared a screenshot of two texts that they got from a contact who was in their phone as grandpa. And the quote said, which I don't know why the grandpa's worried. Maybe he's on social a lot. A lot of our grandparents are on social a lot. Like, that's where they see the pictures of their kids. They have little political groups on those. Like, it does know how to suck you in. Mm. And for people who are, like, retired and looking for things to look at, a lot of grandmas and grandpas are on there. So someone shared a screenshot of two texts that they got from their grandpa, which said, "I'm worried about Justin Bieber." I'm just making a grandpa voice, like Country Time Lemonade style, I guess. And there's another
one. You're saying it's a random old man voice. You didn't listen to him.
No, I know it sounds like I did, young man. And then, so I am worried about Justin Bieber. And there's so much heartbreak in Justin's life. I'm like, is there a ton of heartbreak in his life? Like, it feels like he's 100% blessed. He's a massive star. I'm not saying that that can't affect you. He's got a wife, a kid, all the money he ever could want. His dad's in his life. I think his mom's still in his life. He's got Jesus. Like, what else can we give this guy? Anyway, he's not having it. Somehow the post made its way to Justin. And he said, "Worry about yourself, Gramps." And that's it. He does not care. He didn't have to respond, but he did.
Wait, that was his grandpa?
No.
Oh!
The post made its way through the internet. I'm like, shared here, posted there, blah, blah, blah. Like,
that's how he responds to his own grandpa? What's wrong with you, boy?
Yeah. Is he... I think maybe I'm confusing this Justin with Justin Timberlake. Didn't Justin Timberlake have a clothing company based on, like, his grandpa's name?
I thought Bieber had a clothing business and then got rid of it.
Wasn't it called Drew?
I don't remember.
Yes.
And true. Do we know if that had anything to do with his grandpa, or am I mixing him up with JT's?
I think you're mixing him up with JT, who founded a clothing brand in 2005 called William Rast.
That's it. I'm messing it up. Who's Drew, I wonder? Oh, well.
But I could be wrong.
No. I believe that's the name.
It's very strange that he is, what is their kid, 6 months old?
If that, right? Isn't it pretty brand new? I mean, time is in a warp, so I don't know. Maybe he's not brand new. Maybe he's 2 years old.
He doesn't, right, of all the things he's up to, he doesn't seem to be doing much dadding. And I realize they're, you know.
Billionaires.
No, I was going to say there's not a lot to do with a baby. But the baby's going to start moving soon. There's going to be, hopefully, like, I had to get Isla to crawl. She wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
Like, there's things, you got to get them off their belly and pull them up. And come on, get up here. Like, your dadding is,
and
should
be
happening.
Those are moments you want to see.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. So I don't know what he's doing, but he's not dadding.
The baby was born in August of 2024.
No.
Yeah.
So we're pushing 1 year old.
I cannot believe it's been that long.
Mm-hmm.
What is happening to time? I mean, he's barely been alive as long as your mom's been away from you. And I'm going to end with this. Just want to let you know, Kanye has another new name. And now it's Ye Ye. Y-E space Y-E. Ye Ye. Well, okay. I mean, I had just gotten used to Ye.
I never fell for that first one. Yeah, I'm not interested in his.
So is Kanye then? Wasn't he Weezy even for a while?
Yeezy. No.
Only Yeezy?
Yeah, Yeezy. Weezy is actually Lil Wayne.
Oh, okay. Oh, and we used to have a Weezy in the.
Yes, in
okay.
The.
All right,
when we were bought, there was a lady named Weezy that was one of the big players at Entercom.
When it was Entercom.
Later to become Odyssey.
She went by Weezy?
Yep.
Yeah. Which I think was like, she was Louise.
Yeah,
right?
Something like that.
It's cute.
Weezy. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, now, just so you know, if you meet up with Kanye West, you're going to want to call him Ye Ye for now.
Ye Ye!
Exactly. Ye Ye. Let's see if there's anything else I can squeeze in here. How about this? Really quickly. This is Tina Louise, who played Ginger, the movie star. How old do you think Ginger is from Gilligan's Island? It was a show about a group of castaways who had to live on an island. No one knew they were there. It was the skipper. It was the millionaire and his wife. The movie star. That was Ginger.
The professor.
And Marianne. And, of course, Gilligan. With Gilligan.
The skipper, too.
Well, first of all, she does seem to still have some money, so that's good.
Yeah, so we're looking at a picture of Tina Louise, who played Ginger on Gilligan's
Island. How long? I don't know the answer, but it's a lot shorter than probably, because Gilligan's Island is in pop culture history.
Yeah.
But how long was that show on?
Not that long.
I'm going to guess five years max.
It was black and white, and then it went to color. So it was right at that time it did a switchover. There are black and white episodes of that.
Anyway, I don't know how she made money after that show, because I've never seen it.
Well, and I heard
anything.
She acted. I heard none of them made any money from that show either. Like, all like that guy could never play Bob Denver. Is that his name?
Yeah.
He could never play another role because he was forever Gilligan and never made like any money off of that show.
What else did Tina Louise do?
She was one of those actresses like in the 80s that would show up on a lot of shows like Murder, She Wrote and things like that.
Oh,
and I don't know if she was on that one in particular, but she did a couple movies. But
good
well,
for her.
So here she is. Her hair is still bright red. Ginger, the movie star. She is walking around on the Upper East Side. She's outside walking around New York City. She's got at least one bag on her. I'm not sure what's hanging down behind her. And she's got she's leaning on an umbrella like it's a cane, but it doesn't look like she's relying on it.
Well, her clothes are new, which is throwing me off because her carcass looks 100. So I'm going to say she's 85.
Anybody else want to make a guess?
I looked.
Oh, you did. And you know what it is too. Honestly, I think that if she was 85, she'd still look like she's 91 years old.
She's walking
down the street with her bright red hair and her very full lips. I mean, I will say that for sure, any money that she did get, she spent wisely. Like she's not looking too bad. Like she looks, if that wasn't her and you didn't know how old she is, I would say she could pass for mid-70s.
What?
I think so. You don't think?
You know who I saw this morning?
Who'd you see?
A picture of Michael Douglas.
Oh.
And I went, oh, it finally caught up to him. Like he looks.
I wonder if I saw that same picture.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Well, he almost looks dusty. Like
he looks, it's catchy. Like he got some surgery and turned it back a little bit, but I don't know how old he is, but he's probably 80 something, right?
Well, he's exactly 20 years older than his wife.
I don't know her age.
I know, but they're like born on the same
day. 80.
Oh, he's 80.
So maybe she just turned, she might be 55. He might be 25 years older than her. They have the same birthday. All right, then what's coming up?
Oh, fudge. Hold on.
I love fudge.
Oh yeah. Fudge.
Yeah. Can I have like a peanut butter fudge? Maybe some walnuts?
Gilligan's Island had 3 seasons.
How many episodes though?
98.
99 it says here, but
in
either
three
way.
3 seasons. That's what seasons used to be. They were a full 6 months.
But here's a show that continues to be
brought
up everywhere
in
all the time.
Culture, absolutely.
And 3 seasons is all that was.
Our 30-year-old, Bob, what are your feelings on Gilligan's Island? Have you ever watched an episode? Is it actually as much a part of pop culture now as it was when we were kids?
It was when I was younger. I mean, I don't think people reference it nearly as much as they did when I was a kid.
As they shouldn't.
So I definitely have heard of it. I've never seen one episode, though, but I think I've seen, like, pictures.
Sure.
But there was a show on Disney Channel that was kind of modeled after Gilligan's Island. It was called Phil of the Future.
Mm.
And it was about this family who, they're from the future, and they went time traveling on a family vacation, and then they got stuck in the year 2004.
Oh.
And so every episode, like, the dad, like, almost fixes the time machine so they can leave, but they can't.
But do they know about Apple, and have they made some good investments?
It didn't really get into financial.
Okay. I guess maybe you'd have to come back from the future in order to do those things. Okay.
What does a program called Please Someone Fill My Hole mean?
Oh.
After these.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God! What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, Bob's Movie Club, tomorrow at 6 a.m. Join us for Bob's Movie Club. This time around, the movie is Dirty Dancing. If you've been thinking to yourself, geez, I've always wanted to watch that. Well, get it done today, and we'll all talk about it tomorrow morning. You can let us know what you think of Dirty Dancing on Bob's Movie Club.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Marin County Fair.
Ooh.
This report is brought to you. Oh, that part. Okay. Get ready for a bug-tastic time at the Marin County Fair, July 2nd through the 6th in San Rafael. From pig races to... just moved on me.
Oh, did I just
Did you just fix it?
I just edited. I thought it mine.
And mine.
I think Maddie might have.
From pig races to free carnival rides, nightly fireworks, and live music with TLC.
Oh.
Oh.
Maybe just TC, though.
Well, whatever.
Did they get a new L?
It doesn't matter. They're still great songs.
That's right. I would love to see that, actually.
Live music with TLC, Brooke Eden, and more. Plus... the Be So Fly Music Fest on the 4th of July. Tickets at marinfair.org. Marinfair.org. The Marin County Fair, everybody.
I'm excited.
And I usually, Sarah makes an appearance there.
I'm always there, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm at least sitting on the shore of that little lake they got there and watching the fireworks.
Morning clouds, sun later, highs in the 70s.
Sweet.
Happy Father's Day to the dads. Like, it's coming. Mm. Quick.
Make sure you listen to Alice this weekend. Dads. And hear the dad jokes. You gotta get a new crop of dad jokes for you.
Couple quickies here. In the NBA, the finals continue. OKC at Indiana, 5:30 tip time. Series is tied. Leaving here yesterday, and this happens in San Francisco all the time. Yeah. I'm just making you aware of it because I wasn't until I got caught in the Databricks Data Plus AI Summit leaving here yesterday.
Databricks Data Plus AI
Summit. I don't know
AI
what any
Summit.
Of that is, but that's what the thing on the wall was. But man, the traffic in downtown San Francisco for the Databricks Summit was ridiculous. And they had people at every stoplight directing traffic, and but the foot traffic was like I've never even heard of this one.
No,
I mean, we know the Salesforce, we know the Oracle world,
Databricks
Data Plus AI Summit is really filling up the roadways here in downtown San Francisco. So be warned. That's all that is. I'm not trying to give them free plugs. I don't know. I just in the street going, geez, it's going to take an extra 5 minutes to leave here.
Oh my God. That is ridiculous.
All these walkers.
Mm.
Also known as pedestrians.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So many people. It's National Corn on the Cob Day, everyone.
Ooh, is it? It feels a little early for Corn on the Cob Day.
We've had it a bunch already.
Have you?
So good.
I always really think about good. It as like the thing you get in July at the farm stand.
Well, you realize it's we're hitting mid-June already.
It's so crazy how fast this year's going.
Get ready to blink and summer will be over.
What are you doing?
Just
stop
get
with
ready.
That.
Get
I
ready.
You do that. It's like you erase my summer on me.
You love when I do that.
Oh.
It's your favorite thing.
I have other favorite things. That ain't it.
Please.
Okay.
Someone fill my hole.
What is happening here?
A town in Pennsylvania called Millersburg.
Oh, I knew Millersburg.
Do you?
Yeah.
Why?
Go on.
Why
no,
do
it's
you
just
know
a small
Millersburg?
Town in like I think it's in like more southern part of Pennsylvania.
Hmm. That's vague.
No, I just know I've driven by.
All right, Millersburg.
A town in Pennsylvania called Millersburg launched a pothole fixing program called Fill My Hole.
Oh.
If you're wondering,
I am.
Do they know?
No.
They know.
They don't. It's probably one of those Amish communities.
No,
they
they're
don't
very
know
cute anything. And they know. In their announcement, they say their Fill My Hole program makes it easy for residents to report potholes electronically so they can be taken care of.
As in, I've got one of those. Come take care of it.
They add, quote, all holes, no waiting. Some holes may require a little more TLC, but rest assured, you'll be provided with a reason if we're unable to fill it ourselves.
Right. All holes will be attended to.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. That's good to know. It's good to know you have someone to count on.
And pleased with the way our crew handled your hole, we want to hear about it. Use the contact us on our website for all questions and compliments.
Oh. They should do one of those five, you know, the star pop-ups that are on every GD thing now. Like, are you enjoying this? Please give us a rating. And then you're like, all right, fine. I'll give you 4 stars. And then they click you to a whole nother page. Now you got to talk about how great the job they did filling your hole. It's a pothole, people.
Someone on Facebook asked, if we want to fill our own holes, is that okay? Or does it need to be filled by a professional hole filler? And
I like that people are having fun with this.
They responded, best to leave the hole filling to professionals.
Right. Yeah.
Someone asked, can they fill deep holes? And do they clean dirty holes before they fill them?
Oh, these are all good questions, yeah.
They responded, holes are cleaned first. Debris may prevent adhesion of the filling, and deep holes are no problem.
So they prepare all holes before filling just to make sure that it's going to be a successful pothole fixing.
The Please Someone Fill My Hole program is on in Millersburg, Pennsylvania. I'll keep you up to date.
Thank you. I appreciate that. As much as I'm enjoying this, I'm also a little bit sweating.
Is it warm in here?
No.
It's 70.
Just a little bit.
You look great. I don't know what you're tripping on.
I'll tell you during the break.
Okay. Don't. Just don't. Here's another new life hack that's trending on TikTok.
Oh, I love life hacks.
Keep a spatula in your bedroom.
For what?
In case you need to fill a hole?
Yeah, that's a weird thing to fill a hole with.
I thought I'd leave the little space for that and see what happens. Yeah. Thank you.
Sure. Well, I did run through my catalog of things you can do in the bedroom with a spatula. Besides, some fanny paddling or, I don't know, flipping your partner over. Like, I think you've been on that side a little too long. Let's get you flipped over.
I didn't want to drink that coffee. I wanted it to come out my nose. So thank you.
You're welcome.
Well done. Mm.
So, but why though?
I'm going to tell.
What am I hacking in my life? What is the problem that I'm going to solve? Is it the way to flip my alarm clock across the room?
Jeez,
when it goes
you
off?
And Maddie, such a rush to get places. My God. Maddie and his bag your groceries, old lady. I got to get out of here. Oh, wait. I'm single and don't have anywhere to be, but still, hurry up!
Amen.
Keep a spatula in your bedroom. The site Apartment Therapy has shared this hack. They say, leave a sturdy spatula in your bedroom to help you make your bed.
Oh.
This is how you tuck the sheet under.
You can't just do it the regular way with your hand. I mean,
says the lady who has Brenda make her bed.
I wish I still had Brenda making my bed. Now I have somebody else making it. But it isn't Brenda. I've made plenty of beds in my life. I'm not going to I'm going to have a spatula on my bedside table so that when I change my sheets, I had some stupid thing. Let me just quickly get the spatula and slide it out. This was dumb.
But, yeah, right. Well, I'm just there might be people who want this. I don't know. I always make my bed every day. I don't need a spatula. I do keep a spatula in the garage for a totally different reason, but I don't keep one in my bedroom. I can make my bed.
I keep a spatula on our dining room table because we do puzzles there, and I want to be able to pick up chunks of puzzles and move them into the, I'm working on the outside, and I spatula it up and move it into the actual puzzle area.
Are you kidding me?
No. Huh.
That's your hack. You keep a spatula around.
Because I have a really thin, specifically really thin one, so I can get under the puzzle pieces. Do you know how sometimes you're working on something outside the confines of the puzzle itself, and then you're like, I got to get that in there. How am I going to do it? I have to do it piece by piece. Now, spatula.
I keep a spatula to remove wax from my surfboards.
Oh, is it like a plastic one?
It's a very firm plastic one. I let the sun on it for just enough to let the wax soften. Oh. And then I can scoop right down the board.
And re-wax?
And get it off and then put a new coat on.
Mm. Mm-hmm. How often does that have to happen?
It depends.
Start to get worn?
Well, it starts to get build up. Oh. You get like
you wax over it, wax over it.
Wax over and it starts to build up. And at some point you're like, what am I doing here? I need to just strip that down and start over. Mm. But there's no set time.
Spatulas. They're more than just flipping pancake utensils.
But that's your equipment. So, you want.
Yeah.
There could be that moment where you're like, I know exactly what I'm going to do right here. And then you slip or whatever happens. And you're like, I blew it. You can't always get those moments back, like that. The ocean just does what it does.
I'm sorry.
It's not easily duplicated. On your board and you have a moment and then your wax doesn't
help you.
You got to keep.
Does it keep you on?
It does.
Okay.
All right. You got to keep your equipment
dialed.
Seems
like it would keep you slipping off the thing.
Wax?
Yeah.
No, it's your grip.
Okay.
Do you guys ever use them to whack bugs? That's what I use.
No, because I also use them on food, so I don't use them to whack bugs with.
The dishwasher's for.
That's what a fly swatter's for.
Who can afford
for the
that?
Record, my spatula for wax removal is special and not used on food anywhere at all. And yes. I would be alarmed if I found it in the kitchen. Who used this?
Right.
Yikes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Vince, anyway. Since you're not, you know, you're big on the changing the beds and having your bed stuff wherever you go, if I used it to do the bed, would you be okay with me using it for food afterwards?
You know what's weird about that? I mean, so I assume in this situation, you and I are a couple.
Okay. Yes.
Oh, we're a gay couple.
Oh. Yes.
I would be okay with that. There's a lot of things that that would, in general, bug me. But when you're with someone, you find your, and I know what a total pain in the ass I am. Like, you'd have to put up with me bringing up my bedding places. I will put up with you. Yes.
Are you going to break up with Vinny if he pees in front of you?
Absolutely. Okay. What if you were visiting me?
Never mind.
What if you were visiting my house and I walked out of my bedroom with a spatula and then went and used that on the food?
And you didn't know what to use it for.
Well, no, even if you did know, if I was, you know, using it for the bed, but
we're not a couple,
dating.
All right.
We're dating and you come over.
Do you do all the stuff?
Oh, hell yeah, he does. That guy, kidding me?
You do all the stuff. You do all the stuff to me. Yeah, yeah, I'm more than likely going to be like, that. I am not messing this up.
Okay.
I got a good thing going here. You bring your spatula out.
I might get you a new spatula so that you've got one in each location. Like, that would be a gift for you.
You treat me so good.
I would bring over a second spatula and be like,
I would fall in love with you if you brought me another spatula.
See?
That would be it.
How things can be worked
out.
This
is a very romantic show. Pride Month, everyone.
Happy Pride.
But you're the bottom, just so you know.
I thought you were the power bottom. You said you were the power bottom.
No, that is not
you
what I do.
You said that.
No, I said he doesn't get to be a power bottom.
So wait.
He doesn't get to be the power bottom?
He gets to be bottom.
But I can't be power?
You can't put, no, it's my job. All of the hip thrusting happens from me.
All right. Well, now we've got that straight.
All right. I know my
Somebody
place.
Quickly get me a spatula. I just thought of some stuff I could do with it. Besides make a bed.
Oh, God. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Boy, we really got off on spatulas.
And holes.
And apps that will, you know, you can report your potholes to.
Marty is definitely happy with Pride Week. We all are.
Of course I am.
It's Pride Month. It's a whole month.
It's a whole month.
Yeah. I can't wait for our brunch. It's going to be so fun.
LOL, you guys are big into spatulas. I don't think we are, but
I think
certainly
we're a normal amount into spatulas. It just happened to be a story about spatulas, and so we began our imaginings.
I can't read that one, 415. Come on! Trying to get me in trouble. Don Wells did make money off Gilligan's reruns.
Oh. So
which one's Don Wells? Is that Marianne?
Marianne.
She have a separate contract?
Maybe. I have no idea. I've heard none of them made any money. That was in syndication for the rest of our lives. It's still, you can probably still find it on TV Land or something. And from what I hear, none of them got any back end.
415 says, I am with Maddie. What am I, your doorman B? Close the door, old lady.
Yeah, old lady.
Was she old?
You know.
How old was the kid? No, you said 21.
Yeah, he was in his 20s.
The bummer is when you mention the kid is like, well, that's a mom who's not teaching the kid, and the kid will go do that stuff too.
Yeah.
Like that's...
Break the chain, people.
Yeah.
You know, don't beat your kids or they'll beat their kids. Close the door or they won't close the door. It's all laid out. So easy.
415 says, yeah, Vin, when a customer complains to me at work about the lack of baggers, I say, we're hiring. Shall I grab your kid an application? That's crazy. I didn't realize that that was the problem, that kids don't want those jobs.
It is actually stunning. Why do you think? I just wanted a job. Give me any job. Is it because they'll see their friends at the store? Like they don't want to be a bagger? Like they think it's beneath them?
When I was a boy,
yes,
I'd done a million jobs, and then I finally scored this job at a surf shop. And it was like the thing where I went, oh, working at something you love.
Right.
Wow, that's crazy. It's so
fun. I surf all the time.
And there's
now
a little bit of rep going. Like, oh my
Chicks
God.
Chicks come
guy,
in for bathing
yes,
suits.
Yes, and others see you like, you work in this. Like, I work at Wendy's and you work at a surf shop? Well, how'd you do that? You know, like it seemed like there was some cred there or something.
Ah.
Like it was the cool job.
Yep.
Now, they can't even get people who surf to do those jobs at surf shops. They hire people, and if you ask them a question, they go, I don't know. Like,
let me ask the boss. He actually surfs.
No one wants to work anymore. When they're young, they just don't need to, so they don't.
Mm.
I don't know. Bagging groceries. Like, yeah, that's what I did.
Yeah.
Someone else said that they also work grocery from young, and then they started making the money.
Yeah.
And they had to move away to get away from that to do another gig.
Yeah. Paul got stuck. My brother-in-law, he started there early and then they had a kid early and then he got promoted to assistant manager.
You get Benny's and you get time and a half and you have a union protecting you. It's a whole
full-time
freaking thing.
Gig that pays more, like work baked in percentage raises. And then, you know, as he rose up through it, well, now I'm sure he'd never want to leave. Like, why would I leave?
Well,
I'm a regional manager.
Right.
Come on.
Big shot over
here. Think I'm shagging carts over here? I'm not.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
The craziest Orlando Bloom story you've ever heard, and you might need to do this.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.